tell you what, I really appreciate those of you who have the money and you really understand these mechanics of investing. I take my hat off to you. Let's hear the last half of this conversation between Alfred Edmond Jr. and our budgetista.
Tiffany, what are some other things that people should ask about their own personal situation? For example, what are questions that ask to kind of get clear about whether you really are ready for that level of relationship with a potential financial advisor?
Well, one, what is your money doing? Do you know? Do you have a budget? Because they're going to ask you that. Mm. Your financial advisor is also going to ask you to get all of your financial paperwork together. So they're going to ask you, do you have any retirement accounts anywhere? Do you know where those papers are? You know, how much savings do you have? What are your bills like? So collecting those things ahead of time are going to be critical, not just for you, but to make sure that your relationship with your financial advisor is effective. And being open, are you someone who is going to be open about sharing where your finances are? So when I switched from working as a teacher to working for myself, my financial advisor had to know, because now instead of my retirement account being a normal 401k, I could do a SEP, you know, IRA, which is for self-employed people. And then when I went from having an LLC to an S-Corp, now an LLC meant that I owned my company. I was an entrepreneur. And then when I became an S-Corp, I work for my company. So I no longer could put my money into a SEP because I'm no longer self-employed.
Right.
I'm an employee of the budgetista now. I didn't know that. And so we were putting money, and then my accountant happened to notice, like, Tiffany, we switched you to an S-Corp. Why are you still putting your retirement money in this kind of account? I had not mentioned that to my advisor. So you want to make sure that you're open and there's someone who is going to be speaking to you constantly about your life and how it's changing.
You make an important point about being open, and one of my other friends in the financial services industry, probably the only one that says this, talks about your confidence in being able to be financially naked.
Yes.
And he likened it to when you're choosing your doctor,
yes,
your doctor is going to see everything, know everything, mm-hmm, because that's the only way they can help you take care of yourself, and that you have to. So there's a certain amount of personal trust and,
yes,
comfort level in addition to their professional credentials,
mm-hmm,
that you need to have with whoever you're going to work with.
Yeah, if you don't have the right vibe with them, it's not the person for you.
You shouldn't even force it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how good they are on paper, no matter
no,
how wonderful they are.
No, because you're not going to tell them things. You know,
mm,
you might have made a mistake, and you're like, you know what, I'm not going to say. But then how does that serve you? So you're really wanting to make sure, aside from the professional aspect, this is someone that you really vibe with, that you trust, and you feel like they're looking out for your best interest.
I think another point that you raised with regard to the organization you need to be prepared to do in order to, again, engage in this relationship, the paperwork, knowing what your budget is, it underscores an important point, which is you still have the ultimate responsibility,
yes,
for the direction of this. This is not a hands-off to somebody, close your eyes, I hope it goes well.
Yeah. And I've done that.
Oh.
And so I've literally, for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been like running through financial advisors because I'm like, I'm too busy running my business. I don't want to have to think about it.
Mm.
But it's not a set it and forget it. So it wasn't until I started to educate myself on, okay, well, how do I really want my money to grow? You know, what are my real long-term goals? And so once I really started to educate myself on that, then I could speak intelligently to my financial advisor about what I wanted. And then they understood that I was also invested.
Right.
You know, so when someone knows that you're invested, they put the effort forth as well, because no one can put more effort into your life than you can.
And one of the other benefits of being really conscious and engaged, and I've talked to, again, you and I both work with a lot of people, both whether they're, in your case, they're clients, they're people who are live richer beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, as a journalist, I talk to a lot of people. And one of the biggest fears is being taken advantage of.
Yes.
You know, I'm an American Greed junkie. I can binge watch that show. And I always tell people the best way to protect yourself is to be engaged,
yes,
to not just, you know, give it off and hope,
mm-hmm,
that is right. So talk to me about, you know, you talk about meeting quarterly, the kinds of paperwork you should see, the kinds of reports you should see,
mm-hmm,
so that you can feel confident that this is a person who not only got your trust in the beginning, but maintains that trust along because you are informed and aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things I do is I always bring a notebook and a pen,
mm,
so they know I'm taking notes on what you're saying, so we're both clear. They're not the only person I have. I have my accountant who's also looking. So, and they know that. So there's
checks and balances.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So my accountant is looking, they're looking. So they also know, like, okay, Tiffany also has someone watching her back. So because I have a company, I have a CFO. So now the three of them, when I go meet with my accountant or I meet with my financial advisor, like I will make sure that everyone's available via phone and put them on speaker and say, like, you know, Carlos, what was that thing that you said again? So it's very clear that and people who are all beholden to me, they're not all from the same firm. They're not connected in any way. I am the connecting factor. So everyone is loyal to me, you know, in that relationship. So making sure that you're not putting all of your trust into just one person, because they might be awesome, but they might not. And you want someone on your team that's like, hey, this doesn't seem right.
And once you have that team, and I think I love the fact that you go into this idea. It's about a team of people.
Yes.
Your financial advisor, we might call it like the quarterback.
Yes.
You're the coach. Mm-hmm. You own the team.
Yes.
So they all work for you. Mm-hmm. But you have an accountant. You
yes.
have a CFO. You may have an insurance pro. But yes, all of those
exactly.
people need to be part of your team, but separate from each other.
Yes. It's like when you buy a house. You know, your realtor is always going to tell you, oh, I've got a lender for you. Oh, I've got an inspection person for you. I bet you do, because you want to sell this house. And they're all beholden to you. My father would say, he who pays the piper determines the tune.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
For the young ones, right? Whoever paid the DJ, they get to decide what you're going to play, right?
Right.
And so, like, no, I want to be the piper. I want to make sure that you are beholden to me. So I pay Carlos. I pay Helen. I pay Rachel. These are the names of my actual...
Right.
CFO, financial advisor, and an accountant.
Right.
And so they're always looking out for my best interest. It was Carlos that noticed that I was still putting money in a SEP, you know, because right. I forgot to tell my financial advisor that I was no longer self-employed. Because how would he know that I switched? It was Carlos that did the paperwork for me.
Right.
And sometimes even I have a lawyer, because I have a business, right. I'll bring him in to the mix if necessary. Like, okay, Ari, you know, we've made these changes in the business. How does that affect my financials? And so Ari knows Carlos, so they speak. So all of your major team players who are part of your finances, and my husband too, we meet with our financial advisor, Helen, actually tomorrow, and it's during lunch at noon, and we're going to do a video because she lives in Atlanta, so we'll do a video chat, and he has to be there. He is a major team player.
Excellent.
You know, we can't make choices, and I can't make huge choices, and he's not a part of that.
And he's not informed.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you need to be informed.
Yes,
your whole team needs to be informed.
I call
engaged.
It the money team. It's not just Floyd Mayweather. We all need the money team.
This is great. Thank you, Tiffany, for being on the show.
Thank you.
And for all the great things you're doing with the Live Richer Challenge.
I tell you what, that is really some outstanding information. The money team. How many of you have a money team? Whether you be individuals, whether you're a business owner, a money team. Wow, they really gave some great tips on how to begin to get things in order so that the money really works for us and we're able to manage it well. Well, I want you to be thinking about that. Be ready to take your moves so that you can take your finances to the next level. Till next time.